As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, Joey Chestnut is finishing up the bugs he done had. I mean, damn, man. You're going to have heartburn in here, man. You're getting too old to be just running through that like that, man. What's wrong with you? Good God, man. He just murdered the 3 pounds. Before the commercial break, Clint had 3. 3. And I look over here. I mean, I feel like it is the 4th of July, Coney Island, and Joey Chestnut, and there's some kind of – you're in a stance? You're you're in Jeff Bagwell's batting stance, for starters, in a squat, and then just rolling out.
Hey.
Did you get anything on your shirt?
I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I got anything on your shirt. I'm not worried about shirt.
I know you got them ones. Them ones is clean, though.
I got these icy white ones on, and I have done this before, eating crawfish. You see how big that tongue is right there?
Yeah, that.
And how white that thing is?
Yeah.
You get one drop of that crawfish juice on them white shoes, it's over. It's on over. That tongue, it's over. You can't wipe it off that tongue.
The hell,
you got to get in that Bagwell stance to eat them jokers.
Yeah, you sure enough did.
Hey.
God, I said it's one of the most impressive things. I don't put them away like that. Hell, I lost, as I said, we went to one. I lost my wedding ring trying to get them damn crawfish out.
Hey,
and you just ran through it.
Our damn beer's cold, too, now.
Yeah, there it is. There you go. What kind of beer is it?
That's one of them old Coors Light, one of those silver bullets.
There you go. There you go.
Huh?
That wolf killer in there.
Yeah, dog.
Well, and Clint is a connoisseur, and the bugs is good here at the Rusty Horseshoe.
I'm not joking. The Barn Dominium's beautiful. The people on this side of town are beautiful. It's a beautiful day. These would rank in my top five.
Top five, right there.
I'm not talking about the crawfish circuit. I'm talking about all time top five.
They were that good. Yeah, so you ran through them. And you polished them off. So, and this is a dude that has been eating them everywhere. This ain't our first tour. This is a guy that eats.
I tell you, we had some folks from Cairn Crow, Louisiana, move in 2 doors down, and his mom and dad had a little Cajun meat market down in the Kmart parking lot. And
you say Kmart.
It was Kmart back in the day.
Are you old
enough to know what a Kmart is?
No, I know. I was about to say there ain't been no Kmart. Kmarts ain't been around for a minute. I'm about to say.
We used to play hide and seek in that Kmart, boy. We'd get kicked smooth out. Mom would be madder than hell.
We used to play hide and go get it, but go ahead.
I don't know. I tell you,
it's a different game, but go ahead. Similar rules. I like the ladies. We'll always love to get caught. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was in there with my cousin, so that'd be kind of weird. But, I'd show up down there right about 10 minutes closing time at it was called Cormier's. It was Cody Cormier's family, boy. I'd pull up at about 10 minutes before closing. And they say, well, yeah, we got about 3-4 pounds left over the day. We're not going to be able to sell them. They'd put them in these bags right here. They'd double bag it for me. I'd put that thing on the handlebar of my bicycle, ride all the way home. Walk in, Ma, I got 3-4 pounds. Let's go. We'd go knocking them back, boy.
I'm telling you, it don't seem like that's enough for y'all.
I didn't know no better back then. Hell, I didn't have no money either, and they were free.
Yeah.
I mean, now it wouldn't do nothing but piss me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, get on out here as they are delicious, according to everybody I'm looking around seeing. and Clint just polished them off in 5 minutes.
Cheers to the Cormier family from Cairn Crow, Louisiana. That's Southern Louisiana. It's hard to beat Southern Louisiana folks now.
There you go. And it wasn't even 5 minutes. Clint had a read in there, so he probably 4.5 is what he knocked them things off in. All right. Clint, as we are here and getting closer to the draft, Nick Caserio the other day when he spoke to the media prior to the draft talked about the running back room, and it started with a question about, hey, how much are you looking at running back in this draft? That's a place and an area in the draft that seems to be strong, right? We got a potential of having two running backs go in the top 10, definitely in the top 12. I don't think Jeantie and Hampton get past the Cowboys. We've seen Jeantie get mocked to the Raiders. The Jets have talked about it. Hampton as well. But the running back room is set with, obviously, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce. They brought back Dari Ogunbowale. So they've got the three guys that were there last year. But he was asked about the running back room, and this is what he had to say, Nick Caserio, the other day about what he has in his running back room.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the receiver question, I mean, there's a good group of backs. So, I mean, this goes back to the same thing. We'll stack the board. We'll look at what our options are, look at supply and demand. What are you passing up in lieu of something else? So that's pretty good room. We feel like we got, you know, pretty good cohort of players in that group. I mean, Mixon, I mean, I think he went to the Pro Bowl last year, so he's a good football player. I mean, DP was one of the top kickoff returners, and when he's played offensively, he's done a pretty good job with his opportunities. Say, Dari's got his role is kind of specific to the kicking game. So there's an opportunity for us to add a player that we think can help our team. We'll look at it. If we don't, then we'll go with whatever group. And again, like, everybody's focused on a draft, but there's other opportunities to add players to your team.
All right, that was Nick Caserio talking about the running back room. And Clint, he brought up, after Joe Mixon, he talked about Dari Ogunbowale and said, yeah, you know, he's got a special set. Calm down, man. He's got a special set for him in the kicking game, his involvement. And then he brought up his backup, Damian Pierce. And the first thing he said about Damian Pierce was him in the kicking game and him being one of the best kickoff returners. And I'm not saying that's not the case. One of the things, though, the thought was, all right, Nick Caley's coming in. They got a new offense potentially, maybe a new run game. Does Damian Pierce fit better maybe in this offense? Because I still can't get out of my mind, and a lot of people can't get out of the mind of his rookie year. This was a guy that looked promising to when D'Amico took over, the thought was, that is your number one weapon on the offense side of the ball. And you have been one that has said multiple times, like I don't just think this is a scheme thing with Damian Pierce. Do you get the sense that Damian Pierce, like, hey, maybe there's another look with Damian Pierce under maybe Nick Caley's system? Or are you to a point where it's over and he's just really a kick return guy, and they need to be looking hard at a backup running back?
Well, they need to be looking hard at a backup running back. They need to change the pace back. This offense needs speed desperately in a place where you could get, like, I'm talking about, you don't have to supplant Joe Mixon. I'm not saying I love Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's a starting back, but a way you can add speed is to add a back that has a package that you trust on the offense throughout the game at any point in time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That brings a different level of explosiveness, a different level of playmaking ability to the game. Right now, you don't have that. And overall, you lack speed. So, yes, they need to figure, like I would love for this thing to come down to which running back makes the team in the third spot, Damian Pierce or Dare Ogunbowale. Who is more important at that running back slash special teams position? You can't have two running backs of three that the first thing you mentioned is their ability to help you on special teams.
Yeah.
Like, I think last year, one glaring
– when you're running, but your starter's 29.
Yeah, one glaring thing last year is – and I'll clean this up. A glaring problem last year was Dare Ogunbowale's inability, like the lack of explosiveness, the lack of twitch, the lack of playmaking ability – coupled with he had to be on the field because he was a guy that they could trust in pass protection. You got to get beyond that problem, right? You got to get beyond that problem. That can't continue to be the issue. Damian Pierce, and I'll clean this up. Like with Damian Pierce, to me, what I don't think is scheme related is Damian Pierce going from damn near 1,000 yard back in the league to can't get on the field.
Yeah,
like that. You can't. That's not a scheme issue. There was clearly more going on. Now, can one scheme benefit him more than the other? Absolutely, sure, he could be
or
better.
Or a new voice, or a new.
Your number two back needs to be a change of pace back, and the reality is, right now, you've got a guy that is a downhill bruiser, and you've got a special teams player, and you're trying to make. You're trying to make that work, and at some point in time, as a team, offensively, you hope you graduate from that, and you don't have those types of
Clint,
issues.
Do
on the
you
offense.
Think it is over for Damian Pierce? In terms of being a productive running back option for the Texans, would you approach it if you're Nick and D'Amico as this guy is more of a kick returner and
no,
it
he's
is,
not a good enough kick returner. I mean, the way, with the change, with the rules changed and all that, it was promising and sure, if he's on the team, that's something that he could do, but that's replaceable.
Yeah,
the deal is like. Forget about what I think and think about what the Texans have told us.
And shown us, yeah.
And shown us. They don't trust him even in a relief role, much less a let's keep mixing let's keep him healthy, let's keep him fresh throughout the year, and by doing that we'll give Damian Pierce 10-15% of the snaps throughout the year in order to have him healthier at the end. They didn't even trust him to do that. Right? And so you got to find a guy, like the number two guy. The number two guy, at the very least, right, if you're going to keep three backs, and one of them is going to be a predominantly a special teams player unless
which
you're in
Dare.
An emergency situation, which is Dare, or it could be Damian Pierce. But if you're going to have three backs, like the number two back has to be a back that you can rely on that's a Joe Mixon type, not Joe Mixon, but like a Damian Pierce type that you trust enough to give him the rock throughout the season, which they don't with Damian Pierce. Or it has to be a change of pace back that has that explosiveness, that twitch, that change of direction, that overall speed that you can get the ball to in packages, which Dare Ogunbowale didn't have. Right? And so
– In which it felt like last year they were forced to try to use him
yes,
in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, they were forced to use him down the stretch, and the thought was, well, they don't trust anybody else in
pass
protection.
I know you thought he was on the field way too much.
Yeah, well, Dare Ogunbowale is an undersized back. He's a special teams player, and you got him in the A-gap meeting a linebacker or a safety getting fed and wondering why you can't pass protect.
Or trying to get him – get him one-on-one with a linebacker.
Yeah, and they don't have – like there's there. It's too easy to find those guys that give you an advantage. They may be a tad bit undersized, right? You don't worry about them in pass protection. You find a way to get them out the route no matter what, and they're your hot throw if they do bring pressure. You get it, because if a team brings pressure and you get the ball to a scat back, he's going to be in space and he's going to cause problems. Right, instead of putting him in the A-gap and getting him to try to block a linebacker or a safety coming through the A-gap with a running start. Like that those are things that get you beat.
Text line saying Damian Pierce is done.
Very well maybe. If you look at what the Texans have told us, I would say
he gets every opportunity the way you think Metchie will? Because they love Damian Pierce, the guy. And he fits everything they want. You know what I'm talking about.
But this is one of those situations where if you just look at what they've told us, they should be out. They should be done. They should move on.
But that might have been Bobby. That might have been the tyrant.
Badass Bobby.
That might have been Napoleon that was doing that. That might have been who that was. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, it's easy, y'all. We got you wonder why or what the Texans are going to do with that 25th overall pick, right? We wonder what they're going to do. And I don't know if they're going to move. I don't know if they're going to move up. They're going to move down. But there's been some picks in the past that we discussed a little bit earlier. We'll touch on those and tell you what kind of value that number 25 overall pick holds, as well as there's a perfect example exactly why Aaron Rodgers is taking his time with this deal. And, damn, the pickle is hot right now. I don't know if y'all been noticing, but that damn pickle is hot right now. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. We'll do that next. Before we do that, though.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.